Now to what I say is definitely the biggest news in TV comedy of the year, potentially in 40 years, because earlier this month, a brand new episode of The Muppet Show was released. The Muppet Show, of course, was Jim Henson's star-studded vaudeville variety TV show that ran for 5 seasons, over 120 episodes from 1976 to 1981. Now, 40 years later, The Muppet Show is back on Disney Plus with Seth Rogen as executive producer. But was The Muppet Show any good?
Rolf, have you been playing this whole time?
Well, what'd you think it was? Some kind of sentimental montage in your head? We're doing the show again, Frong.
That's right.
Oh, my God. It's you.
You're my idol.
You're sweet. Go on.
I grew up watching you. My parents grew up watching you. Their parents grew up watching
you. We are so excited to be back where it all started and then ended and then is maybe starting again, depending on how tonight goes.
I've been burned before.
It's the Muppet Show, and it starts right now. Maybe we're a little rusty.
Isn't it wonderful being back in the theater and giving the people what they truly want? What?
Right. It's always been a dream of mine to be here.
Ooh. Got any other dreams?
It's time to get things started.
The most sensational, inspirational, celebrational.
We're still working out a few kinks.
Oh, that's all right. I love a kink.
Hola.
This is what we call a Muppet Show.
I can't believe they're doing the old show again.
Well, if it ain't broke.
No, they are broke. That's why they're doing it.
Good to be back.
Yep, The Muppet Show is back, but how Muppetational was it? Joining us to answer this question is Craig Shemin, as well as being a writer on numerous TV shows and a former staffer on the Jim Henson Company. Craig is a Henson historian, the president of the Jim Henson Legacy, which is a non-profit organization dedicated to preserving and celebrating Jim Henson's artistry. He also wrote Sam and Friends, the story of Jim Henson's first TV show. And Craig joins us now to discuss what, in a way, is Jim Henson's latest TV show. Craig, welcome to Sunday Extra.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much, Joanne.
Simple question first, Craig. Did you like it?
I did. It was very exciting to see after all of these years, because it's a format that really needed to come back. You know, I worked for Henson for a long time, and while I was there, there was Muppets Tonight. And I started when Jim Henson was alive, and he had done the Jim Henson Hour. Half of that show was a Muppet variety half hour. But each of those instances, they sort of tried to modernize things and change it up. You know, Jim Henson Hour Muppet television segment took place in this virtual world of monitors, and Muppets Tonight was, instead of this live vaudeville setting, they were putting on a TV show. And for many, many years, even when I was there and they were, the talk would be around bringing back a Muppet television show, there were a lot of us at the company who were just urging them to return to the Muppet Show. And periodically we would have these big staff meetings, brainstorming meetings for new project, for a new Muppet Show. And I remember a bunch of us just sort of had a code name, which was episode 121. We would put it, you know, we had these whiteboards of the ideas, and we just put episode 121. And that was essentially our way of saying, let's just pick up where they left off. There were 120 episodes of The Muppet Show. We're picking up with the 121st episode. And I remember I was a big proponent of that. Jim Lewis, who worked for the Muppets for many years, we were, you know, both sort of urging that approach. But there was always a feeling, and that this was not necessarily a feeling within Henson, but with the various partners on the production side and the broadcasters, that the Muppets needed to be refreshed in a way, that they needed to be modernized. And I think that Disney had sort of, you know, done various approaches, both on the movie side and on the television side. And they did something called Muppets Now. And there was a sort of a hybrid sitcom version a few years back. And I was just delighted when I heard that they were going to do the Muppet Show again. And then, you know, I'm like, well, gee, are they going to do it, you know, in a way that both respects the past, but also acknowledges that the time is different? You know, I have, you know, very minor quibbles with some content in it, just because I'm like, well, it's not what I would have done. But I think overall, they did really an amazing job, and particularly the performers, in trying to resurrect something in a way that they're not just repeating the past, but they're acknowledging it and moving forward. And Dave Goles, I've known him for a long time, was the only one left who's still doing his characters.
Well, I was going to ask you that, yeah, because Dave Goles was on the original Muppet Show, and he is on the special as well. Just remind us what characters he does, and do you know how he felt about the special?
Yeah, he plays Gonzo, he plays Bunsen Honeydew, and several others. And, you know, I can't put words in his mouth. I did talk to him a little bit about it, and I think that his feeling was that this was a good resurrection of the original show. And it's never going to be what it was. But I think one of the things that we're seeing is Disney Plus is reporting that not only is this Muppet Show doing very well in terms of streaming, and it was number one on the charts, it might still be number one on the charts, but it also increased viewership of other Muppet content across the platform, because they have most of the episodes of the Muppet Show. They have all these Muppet movies, they have specials, and some stuff that they've produced, some stuff that they purchased when they bought the Muppet characters. So I think that in addition to sort of invigorating this franchise, I hate to call it a franchise because they're just characters that we love. I think it also, from my perspective as a Henson historian, someone who programs screenings and tries to get new audiences to look at the work of Jim Henson, I think this show, this special, is going to really get people to look at the past programming as well as this new piece of work.
Yes, one of the things that's really refreshing about the revival is that it's a classic Muppet show. It kind of has exactly the same structure and obviously the characters. And one of the great things about the Muppets when you're doing a revival is that they don't seem to have aged at all over 40 years. What did you think, Craig, of the guest stars?
I thought it was a great choice. Sabrina Carpenter, I thought, just did an amazing job. She, I'm not saying this in any way to offend her, but she is practically a Muppet. I mean, she fits in, you know, she was delightful. I hear reports that she wanted to be there, which is something you really want in a Muppet guest star.
Well, indeed, I think probably one of the challenges of a Muppet show is that the queue of people who want to be there would be quite long.
Yeah. Yeah, but also you'd be surprised. Some people are doing it because their agent told them to.
Yeah, right.
And they're just sort of, as soon as they arrive, they're counting the minutes until it's time for them to go. But I think she really, you know, and you can't really fake that. When you look at her in this show, she's having the time of her life. And I think it was a great choice because it is someone who is really going to resonate with the younger viewers. And I think that they know, the Disney people and Seth Rogen's team and all the producers and the people on the Muppet Studio side, they know that fans of the Muppets will be attracted to this no matter who they put on.
And Seth Rogen, obviously, as a name, being involved in the Muppet Show, I think instills confidence, but also potentially the risk that a comedy name that big might be quite a prominent, maybe over-prominent presence in the episode. But I think he played it pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. He came in for a couple little bits. And, you know, his whole reason for being there was just to get a few more laughs in. Same thing with Maya Rudolph. But I think that, you know, putting in Sabrina Carpenter, who has a great appeal to a younger audience, is a great way of getting those young eyes to look at the Muppets and appreciate them in a way that us older people are already appreciating. So I think it was a great choice.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Craig Sheman, author of Sam and Friends, the story of Jim Henson's first television show, about the new Muppet Show special. And Craig, it seems broadly to have been very, very well received. I was looking at some of the reviews, even the review in the Washington Post, which began by saying that it was mediocre, also ended by saying, but it's always been about feeling good. And on that front, boy, does this silly little special deliver. So even the criticisms have been pretty warm.
Yeah. And one of the clippings were saying, like, this is your grandma's Muppet show, fortunately.
Yes.
It was sort of, it starts as a slam and then it turns into a positive take.
Are there particular criticisms or observations about shortcomings of the special that you think have merit?
I think everybody's entitled to an opinion. But I think we live in a place where people like to manufacture outrage. And I think that you heard it in the trailer that, you know, Sabrina Carpenter has a line about loving a kink. And people were posting that this is so inappropriate for a Muppet program. And there's like, Muppets are a children's program. And that's not true. You know, when Jim Henson did The Muppet Show, there were things that were a little adult in nature. It was never intended to be a show just for child audiences. But there were always slight double entendres and little jokes that were intended to go over the heads of children. So I think that I take umbrage with the manufactured outrage. But what's great is there are people who say, oh, I missed Pigs in Space. I want to see more Veterinarians Hospital. And I think what that does is that tells Disney that there's an audience out there that wants more than just one Muppet show. Because that's the thing. When you're doing one episode, what do you put in? I think they were trying to both appreciate the past. So you did a Muppet Lab sketch, but they also wanted to do new things. They did their take on Bridgerton. And I think that there's room for the past and also room for the future. So I think that just by people having that discussion, it's telling the powers that be that there's an appetite for more.
From what you were saying, Craig, the idea of reviving The Muppet Show, episode 121, has been around for a long time. Do you know much about how this particular special came about?
My understanding is that the development really started with a couple of the Muppet performers. You know, I wasn't involved in the original conception at all. And all I know is from what I hear. But I heard that Matt Vogel, who performs Kermit and many other characters, and Eric Jacobson, who plays Fozzie and Miss Piggy, they are longtime Muppet performers, and they've been kicking around this idea to revisit the Muppet Show format. And I think it sort of started with them and then grew.
Yes, and Matt Vogel is the voice of Kermit these days, but a distinctively different voice from the original Kermit. What's your take on Matt Vogel's Kermit, Craig?
Well, we like to say that the puppeteers are not the voices, they're the performers.
Indeed.
Because they don't just provide the voices. I think Matt does a great job. And I think, you know, the difficulty is that Matt's marching orders, and I remember because I consulted a little bit when they were having this project to select the new performer of Kermit, they wanted to return to the Kermit of Jim Henson. So all of the reference, all of the auditions, all of the materials that were shared and stuff that I helped them compile, they wanted all stuff that Jim Henson had done and not Steve Whitmire. So the audience, though, has been sort of accustomed to Steve Whitmire's Kermit since Jim's passing. We're talking 1990. So the audience has sort of gotten used to Steve's version of Kermit because he had been in several movies, several TV versions, a lot of appearances over the years. So my personal feeling is that there are people who are watching and listening and they're saying, well, Nat doesn't sound anything like Steve. But that's not where they're going. You know, they were trying to get Matt to be Kermit, Jim Henson's Kermit. And I think Matt does a terrific job. And I think that things evolve. And it's important to remember that Kermit is not a voice. It's about embodying the character and continuing the character that Jim Henson created.
Yes, indeed. And I must say, even though the voice is noticeably different in some ways, I think the thing that really sold it for me is I've seen interviews with Kermit and Miss Piggy, where clearly the performers are, in fact, the interview subjects, and they have to perform Kermit and Miss Piggy live. And you really see then that the performers inhabit these characters and know them and can perform them even when there isn't a script.
Yeah, and that's very important. That, you know, I was working at Henson when Eric Jacobson took over Miss Piggy for the first time. And, you know, in the first few appearances that he did, they had me down there with him just in case he needed a quick line or something. But, you know, he got the hang of it very quickly and I was not needed. But I do remember that the first thing that we shot with Eric doing Miss Piggy was a video that was going to be shown at the Muppet Fest fan convention. So it was like the harshest audience you can imagine. And we were getting ready to do this event. And we're like, we can't put him on for the first time in front of thousands of intense Muppet fans. So we did have him do a video and we showed it. And people didn't know it was him. They couldn't tell that it was Eric because it's about the character. You know, both Matt and Eric and all the guys that are taking on these existing characters, it's a challenge, but as long as they are embodying the character and treating it in a real and sincere way, because, you know, nobody lives forever. If we want the characters to live, there will be changes. You know, Matt Vogel also took over Big Bird from Carol Spinney. Eric Jacobson took over Oscar. And these characters, if we want them to live on, we have to acknowledge that there will be change in the performers. I think Matt did a great job.
Do you have a sense, Craig, of how the Muppet performers felt about reviving the Muppet Show?
Oh, I think that they're all very much in favor of it. You know, my wife is a Muppet performer and she got to play on this one. And there's something thrilling. You know, she posted on social media after it aired, because she sort of kept it a secret for a long time and weren't allowed to talk about it. And I think it didn't really sink into her until she saw her name in the credits in that original font, the Muppet Show Playbill font that goes by. And she's like, oh my God, my name's in that font.
Wow. Yeah. Do tell us more. What Muppets did your wife get to commune with?
Well, she did a character that really wasn't seen since season one of Muppet Show, Hilda, the wardrobe mistress. So she did a brief bit as Hilda, but then she was, you know, one of the chickens in the Sabrina Carpenter number. I am very proud. In my opinion, she was the best chicken. But she, you know, when you're doing a show like this, you're in every bit, you know, she's on a different level. And they do the Muppet Show opening, each of those archways is shot as a separate piece of material and then put all together. That's the way they did it back in the old days. So she's on a different archway on each level. And she's, you know, it's like, I was that character in the archway. And so she got to do tons of stuff.
Craig, this is an impossible question, but what do you think Jim Henson would have thought of the 2026 episode of The Muppet Show?
I think he would have been delighted that people are still watching The Muppets 50 years on. You know, they were talking 1976, and this was The Muppet Show when it premiered. There were very low expectations because the major networks had all passed on it, or most of them had. And so they're doing a syndicated show. And back then, syndication was seen as something that was less than a network show. And they have to go and tape it in London and not in the United States. They're sort of felt like they're exiles going off to do a syndicated show and not a network show. They can't do it in New York or Hollywood. They have to go to London. So I think that it went from having little to no expectations of success to being this worldwide hit. And Jim Henson once said that the Muppets will be alive as long as the audiences want to see them. So I think the fact that the show came back on network television as well as Disney Plus, but it aired on ABC and it won its demographic for the night. They won the 18 to 49 demographic on the broadcast and was number one in the Disney streaming ratings. I think he would be delighted that the Muppets are still being seen. I only wish that his name was more connected with the show. And that is sort of, that's a whole contractual situation, because Disney, when they purchased the Muppets, they did not buy the rights to use Jim Henson's name. So that's why I think in the end credits, the only credit with Jim's name on it was that some of the puppets were built at Jim Henson's Creature Shop. So his name is there because the Henson Shop did some of the puppet building on it.
Jim Henson, of course, is no longer with us. But Frank Oz, the other sort of major name of puppeteers, is still with us, although not really still with the Disney Muppets. Do we know what Frank Oz thought of the Muppet Show revival?
I have not talked to him about it, and I dare not put any words in his mouth.
But there was a bit of a falling out between Disney and Frank Oz, and he reportedly had reservations about the way that the Muppet spirit was being handled in Disney's hands.
I think there was a time, but a few years ago at a Disney D23 Expo, Disney honored Frank as a Disney legend. And I think that sort of smooths some of those relations over. So when you're having 20,000 people in an arena and you give a person an award, that may...
Can't hurt. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But I really don't know what he thinks about this specific show.
And Craig, since you used the phrase, it would be remiss of me not to ask, what were your minor quibbles with the special?
You know, it's mostly about, you know, I would have loved to see another classic sketch. I would have loved to see Pigs in Space. I would have loved to see, you know, a funny acknowledgement of the time that has passed. You know, I had an idea that when Kermit was walking down the hallway, there could have been knocking from a dressing room door, and he opens the dressing room door and it's Carol Burnett, who's still in the costume from her appearance, and she's been banging trying to get out of the dressing room for 45 years. And so I think that a couple of more subtle nods to the Muppet Show history could have been fun, but they did so many by just bringing back these characters like Wayne and Wanda and Hilda and Mildred and Nigel and George, all characters that had not been seen for years. And they brought them back and built the new puppets. So, like I said, these are minor quibbles. And it's more, you know, I would have written it this way. It's not so much as they shouldn't have written it. You know, it's like, my take would be a little different. So it's more of an alternate take than a takedown. But what's really interesting, if you notice, it's also long. It's almost exactly 30 minutes. And a Muppet Show is only, you know, usually about 22 to 20, depending on if it's a UK version. The UK Muppet Shows were a couple minutes longer than the ones we got in the US. So it's either 24, 26 minutes. So they were able to say, okay, we'll give the Muppet Show a full 30 minutes, which was great, you know.
And all those minor quibbles are just all the more reason for there to be more episodes and where those things can come into future episodes.
Exactly. You know, I'd love to see Veterinarian's Hospital. And one of the things that they did, and they did Muppets Tonight and the other ones, is they brought back some of these classic sketches in different ways. When they did Pigs in Space on Muppets Tonight, they did, I think it was called Deep Dish 9, the next generation of Pigs in Space. You know, but at the same time, you want there to be developing new genre parodies. You know, the Pigs in Wigs is a lot of fun, because that's what's happening in pop culture. You know, Pigs in Space happened then because Star Trek and Space 1999 were in constant play and syndication. But, you know, like I said, just things I would have done differently. But I think that they did a fine job.
Look, Craig, it's been great speaking about The Muppet Show with you, not only because it's just great that The Muppet Show is back, but also great to discuss it with you. Just finally, will there be more? And in your opinion, should there be more of The Muppet Show?
I think that we live in a world where corporations want to make the most of any success that they encounter. And, you know, the metrics are that this was a very successful show. So I would be surprised if they didn't follow it up with more. What that is, I don't know. You know, if they're going to do another weekly show, you know, it's not really what is done on streaming. They may do it on ABC, but like on streaming, they're not going to do, you know, originally Muppet Show was 24 episodes a season. That they really don't do that on streaming. So they might do 10 or 12, or they might say, well, let's do a special every quarter. And, you know, or you know, we'll do 8 shows a year or something. I don't know. I think that this sort of format, you want to do as many shows as possible so you can get that sort of variety and you can have as many different guest stars as possible and really give the characters the opportunity to play, and also the guest stars. One of the things about the original show is that the guest stars, and I want to reemphasize that there are guest stars. One of the pet peeves is that some of the reviewers, they call them guest hosts, but the celebrities are not the hosts. There's only one host of the Muppet Show. But, you know, 50 years of Saturday Night Live having guest hosts has sort of influenced the pop culture vocabulary. So there are a lot of people out there who say the celebrities on The Muppet Show are guest hosts, but they're not. But anyway, one of the great things about the original show is that guest stars were given the opportunity to do things they don't really get to do when people see them. So you, Beverly Sills, the opera singer, got to tap dance. Hal Linden, the actor, played the clarinet. You know, Phyllis Diller played, I think, the saxophone. I mean, they sort of say, well, what is it that you've always wanted to do? And they get that opportunity. So I want to see more of that. That's the opportunity that they have on a show like this. So I think that Disney would be foolish to not pursue this with more. There's a difference between corporations and artists is that corporations like do things until they drill it into the ground and squeeze all life out of it. But the original Muppet Show, Jim Henson was calling the shots, and he pulled the plug after 120 shows because he wanted to go on and do something else and thought that they didn't, you know, enough. But I think now there's more to do. You know, there are more things to explore, more guest stars to encounter. So I'd be surprised if there wasn't more. And I hope there is.
Well, The Muppet Show coming back is a dream come true for me. I bet it is for you. I'm sure it is for your wife who got to be part of it. That certainly is a dream come true. And it's been fantastic discussing The Muppet Show with you. Craig, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
My pleasure.
That's Craig Shemin, Henson historian, president of the Jim Henson Legacy. And Craig's books include the Sam and Friends script book, which is a collection of sketches from Jim Henson's first TV show. The Muppet Show Special 2026 can be screened in Australia on Disney Plus, but as to whether there will be more episodes, we will all have to wait and see.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.